So if we so what happens? So we actually look at this and sort of motivate class of solution methods. So supposing we take this diffusion equation and convert it in and do finite difference, then on the right hand side we get the standard stuff, the average of the four neighbors minus the we just get the average, because we just get this thing here should be psi. So this actually is a psi. So this should say the average of the four neighbors minus four times the middle value, and at the on the left hand side we get the value at tau plus delta tau, where tau is the diffusion time, minus the value at tau. And we haven't really done time marching problems, but when you it's sort of what we did for ordinary differential equations. When you have an ordinary differential equation, you're marching it in time, you can evaluate the spatial derivative. We're only discussing and evaluate it at where you started, and the best is in the middle. And we had these various ingenious ways of using the Runge cutter and things to be able to estimate, get a better approximate for the average derivative. So in principle, this tor in quotes should be the value in the middle, but actually this will converge, albeit more slowly, if it's the value at the beginning point, tor.